This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program becomes the Rock, Roll, and Remember show. Oh, no, that's another show. We're not doing that. Although, that'd be kind of fun one weekend, right, to take advantage. Look at all the old, it was, I think Dick Clark did that show, right? Rock, Roll, and Remember.
He did. Right?
Yeah. Oops, wait a minute. What happened there? There's the connection gone awry. John Harper has joined us from WMEL down on the Space Coast. He's here. We're old pals. Somebody once said, what do you mean old pals? Well, we're pals and we're old. So I guess we're old pals. Right?
Long-time pals.
Yeah, exactly. Long-time pals. So John is here because Jennifer Horn is off this week. We are here to discuss the items that are in the charts for the week of July 3rd to the 7th. Talk radio roundup, a review of discussions that have been had on a lot of programs like these, our talk programs. And John has a lot of talk experience, and he always has something to say, which is good, because it'd be tough if we were doing a radio program like this and nobody had anything to say about the issues of the day. Although I must say, looking at the list this week, it's pretty repetitive, pretty redundant, pretty much like last week's. There are a couple of different items here. I guess we can go through the list, excuse me, the story list. At number 10, your friend, well, no, he's not really our friend. As a matter of fact, I think he's anything but a friend. Mark Zuckerberg and the folks at Meta have introduced something called Threads. So we'll get into that a little bit. Number 9, the heat. Number 8, the war. Number 7, the shootings during the 4th of July holiday. Janet Yellen going to China. Number 6, the cocaine in the White House. Number 5, and then the rest of it is all the same as last week. Hunter Biden, the Supreme Court rulings, Trump and his legal battles. I just get tired of talking about that stuff. John, do you think people get tired of listening to people talk about what's new there? Isn't it the same thing for weeks, right?
I totally agree, and I've got to believe people are tired of hearing it. You're right, Doug. It's a broken record. The same things keep coming up, and the same lawsuits or threats of lawsuits. The only thing I'll say about Trump is I'll give him credit in the fact that he's able to psychologically, I guess, withstand all of these outside threats, and I'll give him credit for that. That's about it. But
that's about it. Well, you got to have a thick skin. Maybe that's a way of looking at or analyzing it to be sure. Number 1 on the story list this week, those who would be king or the presidential hopefuls who are becoming louder and louder. And so on the people side of things, the people list usually reflects the engagement of the folks in our main stories. Number 10 is Zuckerberg. Number 9 is Musk. Number 8 is Vladimir Putin. I like to do as much as I can, much damage to his name as I can. Pukin, Putin, etc. All right, Kevin McCarthy is number 7 on the list. Janet Yellen is 6. Hunter Biden is 5. Tired of talking about him, man, that's for sure. I'm not tired of talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's number 4 on the list. Jack Smith is 3. Donald Trump is 2. Joe Biden is 1. Think about that. RFK Jr. is number 4 on the list. The other important people, Jack Smith's not always on, but Trump's there and Biden's there, but the impact that Kennedy is having, and I don't say this because I happen to think he's an interesting guy, and if the election were today, I'd probably vote for him, as opposed to all these other characters, but the fact that he is pretty much on his own. We invited him. Jay sent a note over to the office of his presidential campaign asking him to come on the program, and they basically said he's too busy He's got more.
Yeah, they had to shut down the request form for the time being because they're completely booked up.
Right. Because this guy is interesting and he's different. And yeah, he's got the Kennedy name, but he doesn't seem to have the same philosophy that you'd expect a Kennedy. I'm talking about in terms of all, let's take, he's got the same liberal philosophy that, or whatever the term is that I would like to use. And that's another thing. Can we have a contest for another word beside liberal? When it comes to liberal and conservative, let's have a contest. Social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. What's a better word? I don't like the term conservative doesn't accurately apply to people who are right of center. It just doesn't, because it's not the true meaning of the word. And here I've become English professor 101. If you look up the definition of conserve or conservative, it has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with the way it's applied. And yet people, oh, I'm a conservative. You are? Okay, how many trees have you saved this week? That's what conservators do. All right, anyway, so enough about
you on
that.
Well, if you look up synonyms, too, for liberal versus conservative, you have conservative synonyms, traditionalist, conventional, orthodox, stable, old-fashioned. You look up liberal synonyms, tolerant, unprejudiced, broad-minded, open-minded.
Really?
Which a lot of times those go for both as well.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't buy that. Open-minded. Just because you're a liberal, that doesn't mean you're... Well, politically, that's maybe...
But for the word itself, as what you are speaking on, those are the synonyms.
As a matter of fact, I find many of the people who are left of center to be more intolerant of a different point of view than those who are right of center. And there's plenty of intolerance there. I think some of the most intolerant people that I've ever met in my life are people who espouse especially the hard left. Intolerant probably isn't a strong enough word for them. So, John, what about your experiences? John Harper here from WMEL, the Space Coast in Florida. When you think about all of the conversations you've had over the years about these sorts of things, does your nose itch when you use those terms?
Well, absolutely, and I think you're right on with that, Doug, in the fact that conservatives, I have found many conservatives to be less than tolerant toward their fellow man, and that really has bothered me a lot. And you bring up a good point about liberals as well. Some liberals are probably the least tolerant when it comes to out the fellow men, women, whatever. But you're absolutely right. And I think people probably need to do an assessment of themselves and see if they really do fit into those categories. And I'll bet you'll find that many people, if they were really true to themselves, don't fit into either category.
Yep, I think that's probably true. All right, you're experiencing a conversation about the topics that have been deemed by Talkers Magazine to be the number one stories of the week. We'll have the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. This is the companion piece to it, and we always publish these lists on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, and also at talkers.com. The number nine item here, the heat record that has been set this week for 3 days in a row, in fact, the planet has reached its hottest, and they make a big deal about this, the hottest day ever recorded. Well, the records only go back to 1880. So let's get real about the jargon that's being used here. There are a lot of bits and pieces of info that have come from regions all over the world. And is the heat dangerous? Of course it is. It's hot, and we've been talking about where our studio, the main studio down in Dallas is, and James Collins, who's in that studio, has been hot all week. There have been places around the world. Remember last year in Europe how hot it was? And this year it's not hot at all there. It's normal. There is more heat in some of the equatorial places around the globe. And I don't know, John, whether you've heard me spouting off about how the axis has changed. The world is tipping a little bit differently. And then, of course, there's La Nina, which is an effect and will change the temperature of the water. And but the news media is making such a big deal out of it. And, of course, everybody gets suckered into it. Oh, my God, it's so hot. It's summertime. And so the earth there is a certain change that's going on, because over the 4 or 5 billion years, I'm not saying there isn't some climate change. I sound like I'm beating the same old drum. Jay, am I getting redundant? Should I not talk about this so much?
Well, no, because both things can be true at once, and I think it's important to acknowledge that what we are doing isn't going to reverse anything, but at the same time, we don't have to progress it.
Not make it worse.
That's a break. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you have to go, the people making electric cars would make you think that if you don't buy an electric car, the planet will fall out of the solar system in the next 3 weeks.
And never mind the pollution it takes to make those electric vehicles.
Right. And still, the pollution that comes from running them. Yes, John?
The concern that I have is the warming of the Atlantic during this time right now, hurricane season, and just along the East Coast. That's where the major concern should be. And even the National Hurricane Center is predicting more hurricanes this year than, or I should say, storms. And storms could be a tropical disturbance. But nonetheless, they're predicting more due to that warmer water in the Atlantic that feeds the hurricanes.
Well, hasn't there already been a couple of tropical? The season is from the 1st of June, if I remember the dates correctly. 1st of June until the 1st of November, right? But the most usually the most serious storms are in late August and through September, and you know it's maybe 4 or 5 weeks that it can be problematic. But my God, to listen to all of this stuff from these people is like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. It's a great PR attempt. These people have been very successful in capturing our attention and getting us to buy into all of this electric stuff. The new stretch codes for keeping your homes warmer when you build new homes. Good God. It's very expensive. All right, here we are, 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I found out that Ford is helping Team Rubicon aid in natural disasters. Ford's Louisa Schumacher told me they're sending vehicles to help in rescue efforts.
The fleet includes F-150 hybrids, in fact, 10 F-150 hybrids. These are incredible trucks that do perform an important task, and they have power on board, so they have the ability to power an entire house. And what Team Rubicon does is they respond to disasters, and oftentimes these are communities that are without power, and they're some of the first folks on the ground to remove debris from roadways so both rescue crews can come in and restore the grid. This fleet also includes 2 Bronco Sasquatches, and I have to say all 17 in the fleet are coated with a reflective wrap as well as key information for communities that are affected. They can also take a screenshot of the QR code on the side and also get access to Team Rubicon support.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
After the hour now, Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. John is a, did you hear me? We were talking when, before you went on, I said we were old pals, long-time pals, but, you know, the definition of old pals is we're pals and we're old. So, listen, how can you argue with that? At any rate.
You really can't, yeah.
No, So, among the social media items this week, Jay, this discussion of TikTok, there are a couple of things. The new thing from Zuckerberg and Meta, and didn't you already put, our presence on it? Was it called Threads?
Yeah, Threads. It's, you can find it in the App Store, and it's listed as Threads, an Instagram app. It is almost identical to Twitter, which kind of goes to serve why Twitter has sent a cease and desist to Threads.
Ah, there we go. So maybe they will have a cage match after all, these two guys. That'll settle it. Their best 2 out of 3 falls.
Well, apparently Threads hired on some former Twitter employees who retained a lot of the information.
Well, he fired all those people.
Secrets. Well,
right?
Yeah, he cleaned house.
Yeah, you can expect a really good lawsuit out of all of that. Speaking of lawsuits and social media, TikTok and 5 content creators have gone to court to block Montana from banning TikTok. I think TikTok should be banned everywhere, not just in Montana. But apparently these guys get a lot of chutzpah. Or how do they say it? Chutzpah. Asking the federal judge to block implementation of this law while the case moves through the courts. What could be any more un-American than to have the Chinese government paying attention to anything and everything? You'd say, well, I got nothing to hide. That's not the point. That has nothing to do with the logistics of the Chinese government being able to access information on U.S. citizens or push pro-China misinformation that influences public thinking. It's the same thing Zuckerberg. He's as bad as the Chinese for keeping people from being able to have access to information that is universally better than most of the pejorative stuff, the crap that's on their various sites. So am I being too harsh, ladies and gentlemen?
No, but also in terms of these content creators who are asking for the block against TikTok, Social media platforms have come and gone in the past. There was Vine,
MySpace.
Which is now, well, MySpace is still there. It's just used in a different way. But Vine is one that has gone away, where there were a lot of people making a good amount of money. They had so many followers that they just lost all of that stuff. But then you just go to a different platform, and those people will follow you to the other platform because Vine is no longer available for anyone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things. They're saying that they're going to lose out on a lot of money and all of this stuff, and that's really genuinely not the case when there are still other platforms available that you can just shift everything to.
Right. So the governor of Montana says, his name is Greg something or other, the most decisive action of any state to protect our private data. That's the move here. Sensitive personal information, he says, it cannot be harvested by the Chinese Communist Party. And I'm with him 100%.
It shouldn't be harvested by anyone. This is technology that is not only on TikTok, it's on Google and other things, but at least it's our government. Does that make it any better? It shouldn't really.
No.
That just shouldn't matter to begin with.
So there are other apps that are in this lawsuit. WeChat, I never even heard of that before. They're headquartered in China. Telegram Messenger, which is headquartered in Russia. What the hell are we doing to ourselves? I mean, think about it. Are we that careless? Are people that are younger that are using all of this stuff that misinformed? Or do we just not give a good doggone whatever about the future and health of our country? I think that's a question we really need to be grappling with. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States will begin supplying Ukraine with cluster munitions. According to multiple reports, the Pentagon is expected to announce today that President Biden has approved Kyiv's request for the weapons. The man who fatally shot 23 people and wounded 22 others at a Walmart in Texas is expected to be sentenced in federal court today. Patrick Crucius admitted he targeted Hispanics in the 2019 attack in El Paso. Survivors and relatives of victims came face-to-face with the shooter in court this week. Crucius still could face the death penalty when he's prosecuted by the state of Texas. Twitter is gearing up to sue Meta over its new Threads app. Multiple reports are citing a letter sent to Meta by a lawyer for Twitter claims willful and unlawful misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets and other intellectual property is being used by the Threads app. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And it's gonna be a good day. I know it's gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and John Harper is here with us from WMEL on the Space Coast. What sort of things, John, have been transpiring? You know, I'm always on the NASA website. There isn't a day that goes by that Jay thinks, okay, here he goes again, with a view to what's on the NASA website. This week there was a focus on the trip to Mercury and what they're finding out about the from that launch. I think it was 2.5 years ago, the bird that's up there flying around Mercury. But what other exciting things are going on? Or is it just the usual group of characters that are continuing to launch things?
Actually, it is basically the same group of characters launching. SpaceX has a very aggressive schedule as far as launches go. And some of the others will be jumping into that as well, launching from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. or from the Kennedy Space Center, depending upon the size of their rocket and the payload. Elon Musk spent the night down the street from me here last weekend at a Motel 6. I thought I was
going to What the heck happens when he wanders into the Motel 6 and says, "You got a room?" You wonder if people even recognize him, but then he'll sign in, and then, okay, unless he uses a pseudonym.
The people recognized him. I know the night manager there, and she indicated they saw his name on the list of people who had made reservations, and they thought, that can't be. Really, Elon Musk coming here to our hotel? But sure enough, he did. I was surprised about that, but nonetheless, that was the case just down the street from me here. So
I hope he topped it off with a visit to the Waffle House that's up the street from there, right? The Waffle House.
There's a Waffle House right next door to the hotel, and he went to that enough, but it's been basically, as I said, a very busy schedule for launches. In some respects, it's becoming very routine as far as a launch from the Kennedy Space Center. Launches used to attract thousands of people, and they still attract people, but it wasn't, it's not like it was before, and, like going to the airport and watching planes take off and land. So,
You go across the causeway and you see those places where the people park to watch launches. And it's still, every time I drive across that causeway, I think to myself what it was like when you and I had our first opportunity when Jay Honeycutt was running things to actually drive onto the property and go and sit there and watch those launches. And then, but passing all those, like millions of people, certainly hundreds of thousands of people, they were along, they parked on the beach, on the causeway, and all on the streets up and down, actually the main street on Cocoa Beach and in Melbourne. It was like a thing. You're right. It's a phenom.
It used to be that way. I remember, Doug, when I attended my first launch as a civilian, so to speak. I wasn't reporting on it or anything like that. I just drove to Titusville in my little Volkswagen. This was back in just watched the first nighttime launch, and there were hundreds of thousands of people around me. And today, probably that number is just a couple of thousand come to watch the launch. But again, there are so many going up, it's number one, hard to keep track, and number two, I've learned that the weather many times causes havoc, and you may be here to watch a launch, but it could get delayed, especially here during the summertime.
You know, you're bringing back memories. Weren't you with me the first time, or maybe it was the second time, when Honeycutt had us come over? It was 4 o'clock in the morning or something. I was with him. I remember going with you, it seems to me, one time in your car. And I remember Honeycutt bringing me in his car over, and we were on Merritt Island, and I'm listening to this, the window's down. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, but it's hot and humid. And so I'm listening to these noises from the woods and the squealing and stuff. And I said, "What the heck is that?" The Honeycutt. And I think I said it to you. And you both said to me, "Well, those are the alligators getting the wild pigs that have been loose on the island for, it used to be a piggery. And so the pigs are all running around." And I just, what in the world? Can you still hear the alligators getting the pigs?
That's changed dramatically, and I don't know if they rounded up all the pigs and took them elsewhere, but you can still see alligators, but the pigs trying to make a run for it. But it's very very tranquil for the most part, very very picturesque, and a great photo opportunity to have a rocket going up in the background with an alligator and a palm tree.
Have you heard me this week talking about Jay and I have been off? This is a subset of something that ought to be on the charts. Every day this week, there's been an alligator, there's been a shark, there's been a bearcat or something.
Oh, a bobcat.
Chewing up people all over the place. It's amazing how these animals, because of obviously the onslaught of development, have become, they're not timid at all. They're around, and there are certainly plenty of them down on the Space Coast. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So let's move. I want to go back to some of the comments from social media or comments from people who are listening. We talked earlier. This is not in the top 10, but it's a countdown extra that I think is worthy of note. We were talking about the legalization of mushrooms. And what you're better at pronouncing it, is it psilocybin? Is that, am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, psilocybin.
Okay, all right. So we're talking about that and whether or not it has been employed in Oregon because it has been legalized in Australia, and that's what we were talking about. And then I wondered whether, because I think you brought it up, Jay, that there was a Northwestern state. So my friend Mr. Bailey from the station that carries us up in that neck of the woods in Roseburg, Oregon, sent me a note, said Oregon became the first state on January 1st in the nation to legalize the adult use of psilocybin, which is naturally occurring, a psychedelic that's shown significant promise for treating severe depression and PTSD and the stuff that we were talking about. So now we know that it is legal, at least in one state.
And
in
Colorado, too. It is.
Colorado, as well. All right. So one of the things on the list, the story list, number five, the White House cocaine thing. Here's one of our listeners with some insight into the cocaine find, if that's what you want to call it.
My concern is about the cocaine that was found in the White House. You know, something's going on, and I don't think they're really telling us the truth. I think if it was another president, the news would be right on top of it, and they're just not.
I think you're kidding yourself, lady. If you think that if it were different news, no, that's not. Well,
I totally agree with her. Yeah, if this happened while Donald Trump was still in office, it would be so much more of an uproar. Where when you
don't think there's a big uproar about it now?
It's being talked about, but I don't think that's an uproar. No, I think that it is one of those things that more people are joking about it than had this been Donald Trump. I think this is one of those catch-22s. It is definitely being discussed. Don't get me wrong about that. But it would definitely be more investigated. And a lot of people online are saying that this is going to be one of those things that it's just going to magically go away. People are just going to stop talking about it, and we don't really ever get the rest of the story. Where if it were Donald Trump, it would be so much bigger. It would be huge.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh. So maybe that's the case with the Hunter Biden investigation. That'll just go away as well. I wish it would go away because there's nothing new. We know the guy, speaking of cocaine, is a kind of a scumbag. What kind of a father would do that? What kind of a son would do that? If your father is president of the United States, what kind of a narcissist do you have to be to have all of this attention? Why don't you just disappear, you jerk? And stop hurting your father. If you want your father to be reelected, why do you show up at every event at the White House? And why is Joe, I love my son, so he comes over. Get rid of him. Get lost, you egotistical, narcissistic jerk. Am I right or not, John?
He's kind of like, yeah, I agree. He's kind of like, you remember when Jimmy Carter was president and his brother, Billy Carter?
Beer.
Remember that?
He's a drunk. Yeah. Yeah, he was. He was.
And same thing here. And I think the president should do things to keep that kid away from anything that is taking place at the White House. He's poison and shouldn't be around at all.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like a rehab.
Right. You know, you really take care of him. Want to take care of him. You know what I'm finding is a subtext to what's going on? We're finding ourselves in the middle of the year. The middle of the baseball season. The All-Star game is July 11th, which would be Tuesday of the coming week, right? Look at all the things that are going on. Excuse me, there are lots of TV shows that are focused on this, the Home Run Derby. This is the, I'm kind of interested in baseball a little bit, but I always get excited about the Major League, even though I don't know how to pronounce most of the names. I don't know the players' names, that sort of thing. But, yeah, go ahead, John.
No, I was going to say I agree with you. And baseball is a great diversion, I think, for people to listen to on the radio and to watch. And I just think it's a great sport during the summertime. And I think a lot of people are really into it. Of course, it helps when you're, my Tampa Bay Rays are in first place and have been since the opening of the season this year.
What? They have a baseball team in Tampa Bay?
Really? Yeah, so about that.
Yeah, right. All right. Before we leave here, I want to go back to comments from social media. Jay, one of the things that we asked that is, we always are interested in sort of offbeat things on our social media, and one of the things that I wanted to know is where all the fireflies have gone. The day I asked that night, Daisy and I were out walking, and we saw them all over the place up at the farm. They're not at my home farm, but they're up at the farm where the cows are. I'm not wondering if they're attracted to the animals. But anyway, what are people saying about where the fireflies have gone?
Jackie DeVol says, we had a flush of them in May, and then they disappeared in the dry spell. I've noticed them after the recent rains. This is in Arkansas. Jeremy Winfield says, there are a ton by me in Ohio. I haven't seen any.
Okay.
Donna Ray says, we don't have those in Wyoming, just a lot of mosquitoes.
A lot of mosquitoes.
Carol says, haven't noticed any less fireflies, but certainly less stink bugs. Donald notices that there are less fireflies, but also, where are the hummingbirds?
Uh-huh. Like those hummingbirds. All right, John, thank you for being here. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen at 48 after the hour.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Friday program. Now we have the services of one Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. I see that Honda is recalling certain vehicles because of a brake defect. I've always been interested. Well, I don't know, Honda seems just so plain. My friend who has the 26 dealership says he loves the brand. He's got a couple of Honda dealerships. And I don't know what, maybe their secret. They're just bland. They're just there, and they are usually, they provide pretty good service, don't they, Nick?
They do. The other thing is that Honda are the makers of, they make the small engines in the world, so they make a lot of engines, and they know how to do it really well, and they're very reliable, and they go. I mean, when you turn the key or you push the button, they actually go. Whereas not everybody does that.
Right. Yeah.
It would be a good thing. Yeah, it's 124,077 vehicles. It's actually brake failure. But it's somebody at the factory made a mistake. They assembled things incorrectly, as far as I understand it. It's on a lot of different vehicles. Certain vehicles from 20 to 21, Civics, Ridgelines, Passports, Pilots, and some Acuras as well.
So do the Acuras get sold? I sound ignorant when it comes to this, but I don't know that much about Hondas because they never appealed to me. Can you buy an Acura at a Honda dealer, or do you have to go to a separate dealer?
Yeah. You have to go to a separate dealer, and you have to have a little more cash, too. They're sort of as Lexus are to Toyota, they're the luxury end of the Honda line, and they are a lot nicer. They I guess they're Honda with spirit, in the vein of how you began this segment. They are the non-plain Hondas. They drive sportily, and they have a lot more luxury to it. They're the pink versions of the Hondas, and they do very well, by the way. The MDX is the best-selling three-row luxury SUV in America.
Well, that's saying something, because it looks like demand for new SUVs, or generally speaking, all the things that you'd find at a conventional dealership, whether it's an SUV, a truck, a car, whatever it is, has found a resurgence. Not that business was ever really off at the dealerships. It was just that you couldn't get new cars. So is the fact there are more new cars available, is that the reason, do you think, for the surge in interest?
Yes, I think also people know that there's interest rates are going up, and there's a potential recession on the way. And when you've had bad times, you take advantage of good times, right? And now that there's stock out there, once the fresh fruit comes in from the harvest, you go out and buy it because it's available. And that's what's happening with the fresh fruit of new vehicles arriving at dealerships. Our friends and our family are running out there to buy them because they're newly available and they're sparkly and they want the car that they've been denied while the pandemic was on. So as they become more available, they want more shiny things in their driveway, as they should have them.
You know, I'm flabbergasted at the cost, the average cost of a new car in America. I can remember buying a friend of mine who was in trouble. I bought her a new Hyundai back in 85, maybe, for $3,700. And you look around at the increase of my Rovers, for example. I checked that out. Well, the same thing is true with farm equipment. So should we be surprised that folks are paying an average of $45,000 per vehicle this past month? Is that a surprise?
And the pandemic did a lot of weird things. I will say that it went from around 35,000 a year 5 years ago. It jumped up to close to 50,000 a year. We have dropped a couple thousand on the average car. So it is coming down. But this is really availability. It's supply and demand. It's the old capitalism. It's America.
Yeah.
What happened? And, you know, I remember listening to the old guys when I was a young whippersnapper and saying, look at the prices these days. They go up. Yes, of course, prices go up. But it's supply and demand. If people want things, then prices go up. They're in short supply. But we're going to see them come down. It's going to settle out. You know, there'll be another tragedy next year.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good. My father bought a brand-new 1954 Chevrolet Bel Air for $1,800, and it didn't have even heat. He had to have heat installed. And this is a new car in 1954. Can you imagine? And today, imagine that. What comes with all these cars, no matter where they're built. All right, so...
That's the...
I didn't hear what you said. Sorry about that.
My dad had adaptive cruise control installed in his first car, so there you go.
Really? All right. There's the man, Nick Miles, from our AutoExpert.com here on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.